Hello and welcome to SystemGorilla.com. Today's podcast is how to solve your problems with clarity. You can use this knowledge in your business, in your private life, and everywhere else where there's unforeseen problems. My name is Seb. Enjoy. Unforeseen problems are the worst. No matter where they occur, they always give you a stressy time because stuff is happening at a pace that you wouldn't expect before. So, what are you gonna do about it? These were thoughts I often experienced, and up to a point I couldn't really help myself. Until I stumbled over system theory. The knowledge base gives different systems and problems a framework to understand and analyze them. And today, I want to introduce and propose to you a little model out of this framework which can help you understand your problems better and figure new solutions to them. And by the way, if you're really good at using the model, it might even help you prevent new upcoming problems. Nowadays, this model is not only used in every bit of information technology that we know. Also, when you are modeling your business processes, your internal working processes, or you just having a look at the new piece of technology, at one point in time, each of these products were once a model in somebody's head, then on his paper, and then it got into reality. So let's right start with it. We're here to solve problems with clarity. Here I will describe for you a simple step process that you can follow in any moment that there's an unforeseen problem coming up. All right, take your problem, name it. I'm making just some examples here. Team collaboration doesn't work out. Relationship doesn't work out. Your health status doesn't work out. Your back pain doesn't work out. Your over hours don't work out. The connection to your boss doesn't work out. Your business model doesn't work out. Your technology doesn't work out. We've covered that before. So take your problem, name it, rather generally, not too specific, because that helps you to get a wider look in your follow-up perspective. Take that name that you identified as a problem, not a name as a person name, but as a problem name or working title, and put it on the middle of a page. Write it in the middle of a page. Draw a rectangular shape around it. It looks a little bit like it's been framed now. And that's the whole idea. We are now going into sort of an analysis by adding more and more elements to your problem. If you want to know how that looks like later on, you can have a look at my template that I provided with that podcast. It's handwritten. So we have that demonized problem now sitting on our page. To the left-hand side of it, you will draw an arrow going from the left-hand side into your box, into your problem. And you'll write IN, in, onto that arrow. It basically asks you which time and resources you are spending. What are you doing to power it? To the right-hand side of your problem rectangle, you're gonna write an arrow that points away from your problem, and you're gonna write out onto it. It basically is everything that comes out of your problem. And then to the right-hand side of your out arrow, you're gonna write goal in big and perfectly golden letters. You're gonna realize that your output should be something that's contributing to a step towards your goal. Now that we know that, we can realize that a lot of discrepancy or problems, as we call them, are basically processes that provide outputs that are not helping us to achieve our goals. Next question would be, what is the current goal? Because we've seen we put time and resources into our problem. The problem creates a contribution towards a goal or not. Now, What do you actually try to win from that situation, to gain, to earn? Is it respect? Is it money? Is it health? Is it status? Whatever you want to gain, be conscious about it, because this is where everything starts. If this is what you want, if this something is your goal, or your company's goal, or your team's goal, or your family's goal, then you can commit to it and try to make every of your situations or every of your problems being steered by the inputs that you provide them and take the outputs towards your goal. We've learned a nice lesson here. To get clarity on your specific problem, it is mandatory to know first about your specific goals. Taken from this perspective, you can evaluate the outputs of your problem or process and figure how far they deviate from your goal or how they even make any contribution towards it. And then going from there, we're looking at the inputs. How do you actually feed everything that's in that problem? Which time and resources do you spend on it? In an input-output following model approach, this is going vice versa. We're starting from the goal, going through the outputs, then going towards the inputs. And you're going to see this way around, any adaptations that are needed to be done on the inputs are minor, even for major success on the output side. Please understand that up to this point, we've only looked at the ins and outs and your goal. To really look into a problem, to quantify it, we'll have to measure it. And the measure should be a signal that we use for evaluation of success. So it goes hand in hand if your output produces a contribution towards your goal. Here, the question is many times, what do we measure? In a state economy, one would take different measurement values than in a company, than in your health or doctor's office, or in your marriage. Be clear that these measurements do not reflect the success itself. Also, know that these measurements only give you a very limited insight into your actual problem, just like a short test to take these values, to get a short glimpse at the window of your problem, a status quo that could change any second. So don't rely too heavily on a couple of measurement values and always ask yourself, are they really a signal for my progress? Because that's what we want. Improvement is progress, and progress is a contribution towards your goal. This measurement you could write below your rectangular box of your problem because it's got a very close connection to the inputs coming in, the outputs going out, and some in-between stuff that's happening in the gray box. Another important lesson is to pick your measurement values wisely because they are later on giving you the daily picture of how well you're doing. So make them connected to your personal success or your company's success or your team's success, no matter which success, but make them connected. If they aren't, you're gonna steer every activity in your problem towards the wrong goal. Last but not least, disturbances, the real problems of my problem. You can write disturbances with some funky symbol on top of your rectangular problem of the page, and we'll have completed a picture. Your problem in the middle, inputs from you going in, outputs from the problem coming out, not meeting your goal, you're measuring your problem or your process, and there's a disturbance on it, something that you wouldn't expect. Now, let's come to disturbances. The real problem are disturbances, people, behavior, and our environment. So, usually things that we cannot change right away. Usually also things that are not within our range. Things that have been decided by somebody else on the basis of free will. So, remember, if you dissect your problem, it's about everything that's at the interfaces of it, everything that goes in and out and can be measured and disturbs it. It's not useful to just think as a single disturbance, like your kids behave in a certain way, or somebody was raising the prices again. To look at a single disturbance and make it all the problem is not correct. From a system theory viewpoint, you must incorporate all the different things that the system consumes and produces and get an overall picture to steer, change, and design the system. So, I want to tell you here, watch for your ins, watch for your outs, look that they are meeting your goal, measure your progress, and have a look at your disturbances. Isolate them in a good way and get your way around it. If you want to get more clarity on specific issues, I will be mentioning topics like relationships, training, business cases, and others in my next upcoming podcast using that very same clarity method here. I hope you enjoyed this little piece of system theory and it will help you in the future. Solutions come from new perspectives. Please remember that. Try it out yourself. Get in touch with me if you struggle and wait for my next podcasts. Thanks for listening. This was a systemgorilla.com podcast and my name is Seb. Enjoy your day.